Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Like a savage, I decided to ditch school at the closest place to school.
Just waving everybody through,
smooth
through the
move, bro. So, I ditched class. I went over to Dairy Queen, but it was a half day, dude. The classes were only like a half hour long anyway. And it was my final period, which was my theater class. And me and the theater teacher, we're homies, you know. He's my mentor, so I'm like, he'll be cool with it. So I'm sitting there at Dairy Queen in a booth with my buds, and the next thing I know, here comes the entire theater class right down the sidewalk, led by my mentor and theater teacher, Bruce Mint, shout out. And he proceeded to walk himself and the entire class into the Dairy Queen and sit down in the booth. And he was like, hey, what's up? He started like eating fries. I was like, hey, what's going on? He's like, aren't you supposed to be in class? Dude, it was classic. Classic move. Shout out.
What's the penalty if you, in theater, you know, in football, we lose our job. Do you lose the lead?
Yeah, you have to do, let's see, you got to do like 20 Wherefore Art Thou's, Romeo's.
you had to be a tree in the next play. You couldn't be the lead.
Yeah, that's our version of getting benched.
I could see the tree in your little face right there through the tree, like a little kid's play.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing? Oh, the cold open. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. This is the cold open, man. Let's see. The cold open today brought to you by, how about EpicSeats.com? Our friends at EpicSeats.com mention Take 12 when you're buying or selling and get an extra $12 when you're selling or take $12 or 12% off, which is the same thing when you spend $100.
If it's $100, yeah.
This episode's cold open by Will Hunting. I'm a math major, hosted by Will Hunting. Yeah. EpicSeats.com, everybody. Mention Take 12. They got tickets to everything, by the way, not just Seahawks games. If you're looking for Kraken tickets, if you're looking for concert tickets in Seattle, if you're looking for away games also, EpicSeats.com is where you go. And like I said, mention Take 12. This cold open brought to you by EpicSeats.com and our guy Jimmy Seats.
Jimmy puts, he literally puts the asses in the seats.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Epic Seats.
Doing it well. Local company also, which is cool. A lot of our sponsors are all local, which is just like really important to me. I like doing that. Lofa.
Brett, are you ready to start the show?
I'm ready, pal.
Hit it.
If you want to run uncut, yeah. Unapologetic from the jump, yeah. And no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Tech 12, best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Tech 12, every episode 12 hot takes, and we repping for Seattle, my place.
Tech 12. Take 12 podcast, Believe NFL Sports Network. I'm your host, lifelong Seahawk fan Brett Davern, and he is your host, former Seahawk All-Pro linebacking legend, number 51, Lofa Tatupu. Could you hear the air horn?
I heard it.
It was a little quiet. I got to turn it up. My air horn was a little weak. Thanks for checking in, everybody. This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friends at Wiener Schnitzel. This podcast comes to you from the Wiener Schnitzel Digital Studio, two locations up in Western Washington. Go on in and mention Take 12 for a free small soft drink with any other purchase. Wonderful sponsor, doing cool things up there in Western Washington. Two locations, Everett and Fife. Lofa, you stopped into the Fife location recently and put in a shift.
I did.
Yeah? Did they give you a name tag?
I got a name tag. I got a sweet shirt. It's a red Wiener Schnitzel shirt. It's awesome. Got a hat. I love wieners. It was different.
That's your first time having a hat like that, you say?
I made a chili dog to start the morning. You know, I skip breakfast. I'm not a big breakfast guy, but, you know, when in Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, come on. Isn't skipping breakfast a bit like skipping leg day, my man?
No, not at all.
No,
you know, the intermittent fasting, you know, I didn't realize I was doing that until I've been doing it since like junior high.
Oh, wow.
Because I would rather sleep in an extra 20 minutes than make my own breakfast.
So right. Like, okay.
You know what? But I didn't have Wiener Schnitzel at my disposal.
Yeah, so. You had the whole kitchen back there.
Oh, I cleaned some grills. I learned the ropes from my man Dominic. Made a chili dog, onions and cheese.
Oof,
at
yeah.
9 a.m.
Yes.
8:30 actually. And then what did we do? Oh, made the root beer.
The dip cone? Oh, isn't it delicious? Dude. Oh, you did? What happened?
Well, I was going to say I wasn't following directions, but directions came in a little slow. Like, so after I made the perfect cone, right? It was picturesque.
Yeah.
They said, in Dominic's words, not bad for a first timer.
Wow.
But I thought it was perfect, and that's all that matters. So I went to dip it in the root beer dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I freaked out. I thought it was just going to fall off. And as he was saying, we made them so they don't fall off. So just keep it straight up and down. And I turned it and it just snapped and fell into the sauce.
It can't take the horizontal load. It's got to be vertical.
Got to stay up and down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, hey, rookie mistake. Hey. It'll never happen again.
Ice cream's not that structurally sound, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a pretty tall cone. So I was worried about physics, the sheer physics of everything going down. But they have a great operation. And I just was a noob. I was a rookie.
Check out Wiener Schnitzel, everybody. I've been eating an unusual amount of Wiener Schnitzel and loving every minute of it. It is so good. It really is. The burgers too. Shout out to the burgers, not just the chili dogs. And we thank them for their sponsorship. Lofa, so looking ahead, week 8 here, we got the Giants coming in to Lumen Field, which has always been a loud place for the Giants. So you know the 12s are going to be ready to give the Giants a piece of their mind on Sunday. And I'm looking forward to this game, man. The Giants are one of the other surprises in the NFL. I'd say this matchup this weekend is probably the two most surprising teams in the NFL up to this point, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. The first place Seahawks
are
facing off against, you know, which would be normally first place at 6-1, but they're second place because the Eagles are perfect right now, 6-0.
Yeah.
This is the second place Giants, and it's going to be a battle. And I think these are two teams we're going to see in the playoffs. And I think the storyline of it really for me is the two of the best running backs are going to square off, you know, in Saquon and K-9.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a treat for all of us.
Yeah. Well, hopefully a one-sided tweet or treat. I don't have Saquon on my fantasy team or anything. Do you?
I do.
Oh no! Come on.
Thinking about benching him, you know, just to be a homer.
This is one of those things where you're like, well, if the Giants score like 14 and two of those are rushing, but then we score, you know, of course, like 32,
36,
like, yeah,
oh, 32, huh? Like I was going to stay high with the 36.
All right, 36. I like that. Yeah. I mean, dude, this matchup is intriguing. The Giants at 6-1. Nobody expected that. Daniel Jones, you know, not exactly lighting it up, but he's scrappy enough to get it done. And their coach is a personality already in the NFL with his big fast cigars after victories, which hopefully he won't be smoking one on Sunday. Hopefully the 12s can get involved and we can have a million false starts like we did one time. with them. Yeah. Were you still playing in that game? What still are your memories playing. Of that game?
That was my
game?
Rookie year,
yeah.
bro.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't know.
I was just playing. Okay. I just got it started.
Okay, that's what I meant. That's what I meant
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, man, 10 false starts, something like that. It was yeah. an absurd number. I mean, you know, we couldn't hear ourselves think, and they couldn't communicate because they're jumping off sides left and right. It was literally a game where the fan and home field advantage played a factor. It's so much that, you know, an older coach, Tom Coughlin, was begging the Giants fans, like, hey, we need to get rowdy. And I think he was even over there waving a towel at one of their next games. I felt bad for him. But that's how much, you know, the 12s impacted it. Because it took 3 missed field goals on their part mm-hmm. and overtime for us to put them away. They were a great team, and it was just, yeah, it was an epic battle, just back and forth.
Yeah, I lived in New York during that game, and so I was watching that game while in New York, and I can tell you, walking around in New York that next week was amazing as a Seahawks fan. Giants fans were losing their mind. I mean, that had to be the most frustrating game from their side of the table, but one of the best, I mean, one of my favorite memories of late as a Seahawks fan, or in the sort of modern era. I think it's probably the game that put Lumen Field or Quest at the time, yeah, on the map, and put the 12s on the map as far as being, you know, everybody always knew they were loud from the Kingdome days, but I mean, that really put them on the map in the new stadium and all of that. And so we'll rekindle all those memories this weekend. I mean, dude, the team is playing great. The offense is playing great, and we kind of mentioned it on the last episode, but I wanted to get to it on this episode. A shout out to our guy now, Shane Waldron, and this offense, right? Shouldn't we give a little bit of credit to the OC?
Yeah, credit, absolutely. You know, he's been calling great games, and they've been executing, and I think that's, you know what, I don't think he's changed the playbook, which leads us to wonder why it wasn't working before. And I'm sure you have some thoughts and opinions about that, Brett.
Nah. Okay.
Just want to go past that.
People can form their own opinions. You know, who was playing quarterback? Oh, it doesn't matter.
I do want to give them a shout out, though, all these coaches. Because, yeah. you know, we're praising John Schneider, rightfully so, for what he's done, finding 5 starters, and not just starters, key starters and contributors to wins so far this, you know, this early season. Mm-hmm. And but that doesn't happen without the development. And, you know, so these coaches, man, they've been doing an unbelievable job. Offensive line, running back, you know, shout out Simo, all the guys, man, Waldron. And it's really coming together incredibly well, man. I couldn't be, like you said, one of the most unlikely matchups of, you know, top ranked teams. No one picked the Giants or the Hawks, you know, preseason to do anything other than have high draft picks,
yeah,
really,
right.
is what they were saying mm-hmm. to start the season. So shout out to the coaches and John Schneider, man.
Yeah, totally. And the amount of points we've been giving up, obviously that's changed in the last few weeks. Hopefully they can keep that up. Because at the beginning of the season, if you were wagering on these games, you would definitely go for the over, maybe, with both teams combined. We're putting up points, but we're also giving up points. Lately, I don't know, more of a toss-up when you go over-under with our friends at betonline.ag.
Jimmy Betts.
Jimmy Betts and betonline.ag. Use their mobile app. You can find it in any app store. Or, of course, you can go to betonline.ag on a browser the old-school way. If I look at the email here from Jimmy Betts, he sends me all the props, as you guys know. I don't even really... Where's
Let's
the
do props.
Do I even have the line... You know what? I got to tell him, hey, start including the line on our game at least. He goes straight for the props, man. Okay, so will Tom Brady's age 45 be mentioned on Thursday Night Football? Yes.
Absolutely.
You guys,
hammer that.
Hammer the yes. Put the mortgage on yes on that one at betonline.ag. I mean, that is worth you signing up for an account right there. That's free money that Jimmy Betts is giving away. What's he thinking? Let's see. Will Tom Brady announce retirement before week one of 2023? It's a little more up in the air.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'm done playing that guessing game.
Okay. What about will Tampa Bay make the playoffs? What's with him and Tampa Bay this week on the email?
I think it's just because they're playing Thursday. Tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what he wants. Okay. You know? Yeah. Will Tampa Bay make the playoffs? Yes or no? That's on there right now. Let's see. Will Frank Reich be the head coach? Man, he likes all the hot seat props on betonline.ag. Let's see here. Next quarterback to lose his starting job, Jimmy. Come on, man.
Wow.
Wow. But if you guys want to wager on any of that, you can do it at betonline.ag. Use our promo code.
Believe 50, BLEAV50.
For a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up, whether you're using the mobile app or the online browser. Tight ends for the Seahawks. And this kind of goes along with what Shane Waldron and what he's been doing. The tight ends are a real position of strength on the team. We had Colby and Will and then inadvertently Colby on the show. But they've just been playing great, whether receiving or blocking. And I just wanted to give them a real shout out as to what they're doing. And also, this all ties into Waldron because he puts them all on the field a lot at the same time, which I think, have we been seeing that the whole time? Or is it just working better this year?
It's just working better this year. We had Everett last year, and you know, he's definitely used multiple tight end sets. It's just good to see them actually getting the ball thrown their way. You know, It really opens up the rest of the field for the receivers and even the running backs to get in the game, for passing downs. But, Noah Fant, he got a lot of targets last game. So it's awesome because tight end is generally one of the most overlooked mismatches on the field. They're always 6'4", 6'5", and up. They can run. Mm-hmm. They can jump. I mean, it's a mismatch against what are typically shorter linebackers. You might have a 6'2", or a 6'3", Mike here and there, but for the most part, they're like 6 feet, 6'1", and can fly. And so even if they're right on the guy, shadow coverage, you could still throw them open because they got that. They can just basketball box out and catch it one-handed. And
how do they match up against these Giants linebackers for this game?
I mean, like I said, we match up with anybody well. Okay. It's just a matter of opportunity. You know, we haven't seen them get the opportunity to showcase what they can do. Disley he's even dangerous after the catch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw him against Arizona. He was just a simple drag route, and he outran, I think, Zaven Collins, who's 6'4", 260, and that guy ran like a 4'5", 40.
I think angle. Disley's speed is underrated for sure. People don't think he's fast, but he is.
Yeah. And I think they're all complete tight ends. They can block. They can do everything that's asked of them, and that's what makes them so difficult to defend against. So always like going to them early and often.
Geno, I got to bring up Geno because everyone's talking about Geno. Of course they are. He should be getting MVP votes, man, for sure. At this point,
might.
I mean, if the season ended right now, right? So. The contract and everything. I mean, we kind of talked about it with Cliff Averill, but I mean, really, let's just talk about it here, you and I. I mean, they gotta get something done. Do you think they get it done during the bye week, maybe after Europe, something like that? And I mean, what is it at this point? 3 years? 2 years with like, hey, man, we're probably going to draft a quarterback, you know, like, are you cool with that? Like, everybody being upfront about it, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, it's such a crapshoot drafting a quarterback, man.
I know.
Like, you have to have pieces around him. Otherwise, they're going to struggle. And so I think we're in great position right now, especially with that trade and how valuable those picks are. So I don't know. A couple weeks back, I would have said we would be buyers at the trade deadline, trying to acquire some pieces to really make a run at this postseason. But I don't think we need him. And I don't, at this point, I think we play, let them keep playing ball and keep winning games and keep developing because we had a lot of young guys contributing. So, you absolutely have to approach Geno probably during that bye week. It's a great time. And just have a conversation and say, hey, what are you looking for? Obviously, this is what is Geno? He's like 31, 32. So he probably has one more big deal. And, knowing Geno and just with how competitive he is, he's probably like, well, if I don't get fair market, money right now with you guys, I'm just going to bet on myself and wait until after the season and, hit free agency. And I don't think they would franchise him. I think, they would probably use one of the picks to do something, but have a conversation now sooner rather than later. Cause It's just going to get more expensive. I don't, like I said, this isn't a guy that the skill sets, you know, you're worried about him aging. He's going to age fine because he is a pocket passer. And so it's exciting because with those trap picks, we could build around him.
Oh, totally. Well, the position they're in is incredible. That's why, like, if they can get something done that's friendly, of course, to Geno, which he deserves completely. So they gotta take care of him in a fair way. But if it can also, you know, be sort of team friendly in the way that it's structured in terms of like years and, you know, that kind of thing, they're in a great position, man. And you gotta think, I would think as a fan, Geno is hoping to get something done with the Hawks because he's been here. He knows the system. He's clearly comfortable with Pete, and Pete loves him. You can see their little buddy cop relationship, sort of buddy cop movie thing they do on the sideline with each other. Like, especially live. I was there this last weekend, you know, like they're just broing it up all the time with each other. There's a real like admiration there. So like, I don't think he would want to go anywhere else. So I think, you know, let's come to him with something fair and get this thing done before it gets weird, because it's really fun right now. I just want it to be fun forever.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I agree, brother.
Yeah, okay, cool. And real quick, on the position we're in, I mean, bro, with what's going on with the Broncos, and if you can get Geno locked up for that, and then that pick is high, and then you have another first round right there, and you've got a quarterback, so you can just add pieces and pieces and pieces and continue to look for that quarterback if you want.
Man,
it's the dream scenario.
With the way everything's trending, this has potential to be the greatest trade of all time. You know, the biggest, you know, difference maker of a franchise. And, you know, I don't know. If Pete messes around and goes to a NFC Championship or playoff game or a Super Bowl, I'm not sure, even if he doesn't win it, I'm not so sure he doesn't get another extension. And and we see it, you know, keep going, brother. So, hey, Win Forever was his book. It wasn't Win Every Now and Then. It wasn't Win Part-Time. It was Win Forever.
Yeah, forever.
And
yeah. And
him and John, that move, you know, it's really set the franchise up for the future.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's look at these the Giants then a little bit more specifically in the game this weekend. We talked about kind of Daniel Jones. We touched on that, but like Saquon, of course, is someone that's probably got you nervous. But what else are you thinking when you've watched this Giants team play?
They're just finding ways to win, which is the sign of, you know, great competitors and you know, just tough players. And even there was a lot of instances in the last game. I mean, I think even the final throw came down to the 1 yard line. They kept them just out. That's where the clock ran out, on the 1 yard line.
Wow.
So it doesn't get any closer than that. And it wasn't clean by any means. And they went down to Jacksonville, fought a tough team in Jacksonville, and they found a way to come out of there with the victory. In the fourth quarter, I think Daniel Jones, he probably had like 50 or 60 yards rushing alone in that quarter. So he can get it done on the ground as well in the air. Saquon, already mentioned that. Yeah. Defense is just, they're opportunistic, coming up with turnovers at key times and big stops. And, but yeah, just these were games that they were just even 8 and 9 months ago, when they were ending the season last year, they were finding ways to lose these games. So shout out to Dabo and what he's done. You know, coming over from Buffalo, you saw what he did with Josh Allen. You know, the guy was probably one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Like, they were already talking about who's the next quarterback we're going to draft. And now he's a perennial MVP candidate, probably going to win it this year with the way they're rolling. But that was, you know, a lot of it was Dabble, man. And so holding these players accountable, we're looking at a different Giants team than we've ever seen.
Yeah. Tell me about the shirt you're wearing. Sorry, segue. No segue, but I just want to mention real quick before it's not mentioned, the 51 with the mirror image of the 12 on it. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, man. Simply Seattle, one of our lovely sponsors. We love our sponsors here. We got together with them, you know, we did a pod with them and at their headquarters. It was amazing. Got a bunch of the Sonics gear and stuff like that. They're always finding ways to give back. We joined their Feeding America last year, which I think every hoodie or every hoodie bought 25 meals, which is a huge impact. And, you know, just incredibly grateful for them. But they were like, hey, you know, we want to make a shirt. And I was like, hey, let's do it. You know, we kind of collabed on that. And they came up, they wanted the 51 in there. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. I go, is there any way to show, you know, love to the 12s, you know, the ones that, that made 51 known, right? Because at the end of that rookie season, man, there was 51 jerseys everywhere. And so incredibly grateful to them. But the meaning behind the shirt, it's 51 to 12. And then we're getting together and we're all giving back, because all of the proceeds are going directly to foster care and Treehouse for Kids. So it's incredibly impactful. We're grateful for the partnership with Simply Seattle, and it's given back to Treehouse for Kids for foster
care. Yeah, Treehouse is a local charity up there in Seattle working with foster children specifically. And you've stopped by there before, right? And like dropped off stuff. Yep. And everything. And all those people there doing really, really cool work. And so it's a cool charity to work with. And if you guys want to get the shirt that Lofa is wearing, it comes in two different colors. It's a t-shirt, it's a hoodie. The design is on a hoodie as well, so you can pick that up. Go to shop.simplyseattle.com. You can even use our promo code TAKE12 when you're ordering to take 12% off of your order. And like Lofa said, the proceeds go to Treehouse charity up there in Seattle. And yeah, that's cool, man. And it's a cool design, you guys. Wear it to the Seahawk game, you know? Show it off. Lofa, if you see people at a tailgate wearing that, you'll sign it, won't you?
Oh, damn right. Sign it, picture, whatever you need, man.
Hell
I got
yeah.
you.
Hell yeah. All right, cool. Let's see. That leads me to our Germany trip, actually. So as you guys know, our Germany trip has become a one-day experience. It's the Germany Game Day Take 12 experience. Your day would begin probably at a hotel with a breakfast, a buffet breakfast, a drinking breakfast, whatever, with Lofa, and KJ Wright will be there, Leroy Hill will be there, Matt McCoy will be there, David the Heater Hawthorne will be there, Sean Locklear will be there, of course Lofa will be there, I will be there, producer Katie will be there live and in person on the ground in Munich, and you will be too if you want to. And then you get transportation to the game. If you already have a game ticket, that's cool. Ride to the game with us. If you need a game ticket, we can help you get that as well as part of this this package. And then after the game, you get transportation to an after party on the ground in Munich. It's an exclusive after party, so you get entry with your ticket with us. Those packages and that ticket is on sale right now. You can go to lofaingermany.com. Or it's also listed on Eventbrite, or we've been tweeting about it. I mean, you can find out about this in a million different ways. But if you're going to be in Germany, you might as well hang out and party with us. Even if you already have tickets to the game, we can just hook you up with transpo and breakfast and an after party and all that stuff. So that's our Germany trip. It's going to be awesome. Score predictions, unless we've got anything else about the game. I mean, I think you kind of covered it, man. This is going to be a slugfest.
Oh, Yeah. I think it's actually going to be a low-scoring affair.
Okay.
You know, as opposed to what we – well, go ahead. You give yours and then I'll
– Yeah, go. Okay. Well, no, I think it's going to be a use all the sports cliche slogans, you know, slang you want. A slobber knocker. Whatever.
A dogfight.
This is going to be – I hope this is an old-school – button up your chin strap. These two teams are hungry. It's, you know, maybe crisp up there in the Northwest right now. Maybe even a little bit of fog, some mist, some rain coming in off the sound. Just like an eerie environment when the Giants meet the Seahawks. This is a clash of the Titans. These two teams are playing great. I also think it might be a little low scoring, but not super low scoring, not 12 to 16, not 9-3, not a Russell Wilson score, not a,
You're supposed to just give your prediction, man.
Seahawks.
Where's Katie when we need her?
Seahawks 25, Giants 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we crack 30 like we've been doing, like we're used to, but I think the Giants are going to have their hands full with what our offense can do. So I'm going to give us 27.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yep.
But I think our defense has what it takes to shut these guys down. So I'm going to go 27-19.
Yes.
Maybe a missed field goal, extra point. Ooh. They go for two and don't get it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, special teams this weekend. Don't forget. Don't forget the third phase. It's going to be big. That's the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsors, Wiener Schnitzel, betonline.ag, epicseats.com, Simply Seattle, who furnishes the score prediction challenge prizes. So you guys check out our social media. You predict the score. If you get close, we'll give you $25 to Simply Seattle. And if you nail it, you could win $50 to our friends at Simply Seattle. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/take12pod, if you want video versions of this episode or bonus content that you can't find anywhere else. Germany trip. Yeah, I got all that. Okay, hands in the middle, everybody. Giants this weekend. Lofa, come on, take us home.
You got this. I got the last.
Oh. Well, all right. 12s, you know what you have to do. Come on now. Hit those tailgates early.
Scream your fucking head
off. Get good and lathered up, everybody. It's a big game this weekend, and we need you to create some false starts. So false starts on three, false starts on me. One, two, three. False starts!
False starts. Nice. That was a good one.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.